Good morning. I'd like to talk to you about spinach. Spinach is the Society for the Preservation of Natural History Collections. Back in the early days when we first came up with our name, someone was writing it out in spell check, tried to correct it to spinach, and it has remained spinach to its members. What happened here? Okay. So, the Society was founded in 1985 for the purpose of advancing the care of natural history collections. It's an international society. It was founded simultaneously in the United States and Canada. And spinach is dedicated to the preservation, conservation, and management of natural history collections to ensure their continuing value to society. We define natural history very broadly. It includes botany, zoology, geology, anthropology, in short, anything that's related to the natural world. Our goals include the promotion and professionalization of collections management as a career, and assisting and advocating for collections, whether they are large or small or contain space aliens. There are five very affordable membership categories, ranging from a $20 student rate to a $45 regular rate, and with, of course, commercial rates as well. It's a member-run society. The membership is about 600 people. About 400 of our members are in the United States. They come from 170 institutions in 48 states. And we have about 150 international members from 29 different countries. We have 19 professional societies that have representatives to Spinach, and in return, Spinach has 21 representatives or liaisons with other societies and organizations. So we try to do a lot of networking and interaction with other groups. We have a total of 17 committees. I'm not going to name all of them for you, but the key ones include best practices, conservation, a committee on legislation and regulation, professional development, and international relations. We have a lot of member resources that can be found on the website, and there's some material there that is available to non-members as well. The Society maintains two listservs, which are both free and open to members and non-members alike. The NH Cole listserv deals with a lot of natural history topics, including notices about publications in the field, information on commercial vendors of collection management supplies, employment opportunities. We discuss best practices in natural history collections care. And there, of course, are reports and news about spinach publications, activities, natural history collections in the news. The other listserv is Permit L. And this is a discussion and information source for legal and regulatory issues involving natural history specimens, and it's particularly useful as people who have recently gone through a permitting process or run into a problem will frequently post their experiences on that list. And in addition, Mark will be happy to know Spinach has a Facebook page and a Twitter account, which I have never used. As far as member resources, Spinach offers several grants and awards for recognition of excellence in natural history collections care. There is a small grant for research on natural history collections, and we do have a series of travel grants for people to attend the annual meeting. We also host an emerging professionals group, which is supported by a blog, a Facebook page, several other resources, and there's a contact list where we try to match emerging professionals up to other people in the field. One of our key points in life is to try to get more information out in publication form. So all our members receive Collection Forum, which is an annual peer-reviewed professional journal. Each issue has articles on a variety of collection management topics, book reviews. We do have an occasional opinion piece there. There's also a semi-annual organizational newsletter, now called the Spinach Connection, which carries news about things going on with natural history collections, lists of job opportunities, citations of recent publications, and other news of interest to the members. There are two smaller publication series, one we call Spinach Leaflets, which is addresses specific aspects of collections care, such as anoxic storage environments, identification of plastic films, that sort of thing. And then a new how-to series that is direct procedural steps for taking care of certain things in natural history collections. We've had a long interest in doing books, and we have quite a number out now. The Health and Safety for Museum Professionals is the most recent Spinach book, came out in 2011. There is also a compilation called Museum Studies, Perspectives and Innovations. There was a vocabulary called Museum-Wise Workplace Words Defined, and a book on managing the modern herbarium. Currently, we have two initiatives underway which are very exciting and that we're very happy about. Back in 1992 and 1995, Spinach published a two-volume set of books on storage, and we focused on natural history collections. These are still very much in demand, but they're out of print. So we are currently revising and reissuing both of these. The first one that came out, which is a series of short how-to solutions for storage, has been expanded way beyond natural history. And it is now going to be available, in fact, part of it is available for free on the Stash website. And so these are downloadable PDFs that anyone can access, and STASH stands for Storage Techniques for Art, Science, and History Collections. The other part of this initiative is a revision of the other of one of the storage books, and in this case, we're going beyond natural history. And we're doing an entirely new book, all completely rewritten, called Preventive Conservation Approaches to Collection Storage. It's a cooperative project between Spinach, the American Institute of Conservation, the Smithsonian, and the Museum Studies Program at George Washington University. The book will address all aspects of collection storage, including strategy, planning for supports of individual objects, storage environments. We were addressing storage in a way that will include all kinds of collections, be they art, history, natural science, or digital. And the unifying themes in the book are that good storage promotes accessibility and that storage decisions need to be made in the context of risk management. The book is going to have 37 chapters written by nearly 100 authors with an editorial team of 9 editors. And you think your conference calls are interesting. Will be available when it comes out, both as a print book and as an ebook format, and the tentative publication date will be late in 2016, probably in the fall. As a membership organization, we do have annual meetings, and as an international organization, we try to move those around as much as possible. We like to alternate between meeting in the United States and some other more exotic, more interesting locale. Last year, the annual meeting was in Gainesville, Florida. Next year will be in Berlin in June of 2016. As with other societies, our meetings provide opportunities to hear presentations, see posters, to network, visit other collections, share your ideas, and of course, have a lot of fun. You haven't really experienced what Natural History Collections Care is like until you go to the annual Spinach Banquet and watch our reenactment of the YMCA dance. It is not to be missed. Spinach is a major player in helping natural history museums digitize their collections. We've been collaborating with a number of U.S.-based and international organizations in this effort, and this is a huge effort being funded by National Science Foundation and a lot of other international agencies at the moment, and the Society has been quite involved in that. Through a series of workshops on digitization, Spinach has also helped establish the Science Collections Network listserv, which is the iDig Bio site. They've provided virtual screening of their annual meetings for the last couple of years. They support a wiki and a blog infrastructure. They offer a platform for technology swaps and loans. They've been helping to find homes for orphaned natural history collections. And they will provide you letters of support for museums that need help, most recently the Illinois State Museum. So Spinach can help in a number of ways. We can help collections achieve better accessibility and visibility by all banding together and advocating for collections. We offer training, workshops, and other resources. We help natural history museums achieve collective bargaining power by pointing out that the collections are more useful in concert together than they are individually. We provide a means to share collective experiences and assets, and we promote the international collections community. Lastly, Spinach can help non-natural history museums solve problems with natural history collection specimens or parts of them by providing expert advice. Anyone concerned with collections is cordially invited to participate in the NH Cole and the Permit L listservs. You do not have to be a member of Spinach, but of course we also would invite you to join our very fine organization. So thank you very much.